currently living up there now, Mr.?
I've been all my days about Selby.
You're born in Selby?
I'm right? Born in Selby. Yeah. And I was 30, I worked 30 years in the mills, in Sousa's mills.
Mm. Yeah. What age are you now?
I'm in my 73, sir.
Are you really?
Yes.
Mm. And you went to school in Selby then, did you?
Yes, I went to school in Selby. Mm. Yeah.
You remember Mr. Southwood, of course?
Yes, I remember Master Southwood.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Master, I worked with Master Sousa for 27 years.
27?
27. Yeah.
What was your school days like?
Oh, the school days weren't so bad, only that I was knocked foul when I went to school. Yeah. Schoolmistress, like any other boy, I was talking a bit, and she came around and gave me a box on the ear with a head book, and ever since that I was stuck. And another time there was the inspector came around and for poultry and put us five of us up on the seat, and I was the second to say my piece, and I was very shaky. So he looked at me and he gave me the first word, and I said it all right. And he turned around and to Master Christian and Miss Boyd to say, "What do you do with this boy?" So the last time, for a half a year, I didn't read a word to Master Christian. Couldn't say. And the first time that I broke off the talking was a lady, Mrs. Crane, told me that her son was talking the same one for me to watch the pimple of the clock. And that's the first time I ever broke off it. And it's, well, I'm a little bit yet, but not so bad.
No, you're quite good now. Do you remember the starch mills going?
No, I never remember the starch mill going.
No.
No, but it's been a very big way of doing. I've been up there following the places they had, all the little stalls and all, from sources that had bought, and I was up ripping it out, because it was three big one house yet, and the three other big houses pulled down. So I was up pulling them down, because the time I got stolen.
Who's in it now?
Oh, the waterworks have got it now.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you remember a lot of the upland farms going to, will you?
I remember the Craig Moore going to the day we were. I've been living up, I've been up there with my uncle and all up at the Craig Moore. I've been sleeping up.
Well, you were related to the Craig Moores, were you?
Oh, aye. My father was a brother to the Craig Moores.
That would be Bill the Craig Moore?
No, John the Craig Moore.
John the Craig Moore.
John the Craig Moore. Yes. He was a shepherd out in Brookses.
At Montpelier?
Out at, what do you call it?
Through
there? Aye, the what do you call it? Aye, through there. The highway, the forest road has got certain trees out there.
Oh,
aye.
Do you remember the Forester's Lodge you occupied?
Forester's Lodge?
By the Sheriff Vane.
I remember the schoolmaster, Mrs. up there, Miss Bannister.
Up at the old school?
Up at the old school.
Was that school going in your day?
It was, it might be gone, but I never took very much interest in it, because down here I was. I only up at the Craig Moore on my holidays.
Killebrega would be to the...
Killebrega, I've been cutting corn up at Killebrega and the Craig Moore too.
Yeah.
Yes. And Ballyskelly, I remember Ballyskelly, a big old going fall then.
You remember the Ballykirkers, don't you?
Yes.
Tommy Crane. Tommy Crane's mother.
Yes. Yes.
What age was old Mrs. Crane when she died? She was pretty old, wasn't she?
Aye, she's pretty old, but I wouldn't say certain what age she was. She's pretty old. They're all gone now. Of the Ballykirkers, not a big lot of them.
No.
It's only Frank and Danny is left of the. Well, some of the young, Johnny Crane's family is there, but I mean the old ones, Sonny Frank and, well, Danny is up in the hospital.
You used to do a lot of devilment around here in your younger days, all you fellas, didn't you?
Oh, not so bad. I remember Frank Crane, I remember that well. I was down before I went to the mills. I was down at my uncle's close to Monray's, and I was coming home. My mother was dead. I coming home for company for my sister, and I just got to the corner of the hotel there. We called Billy Curtis store. Till a fella came down the road, and they all stepped off. And he said, "Come on, yeah, bugger's come now." He said, "He seems to have was a fella. He was supposed to be gone off with mine, and he was hung down in the windmill, and he was imitating him, and the old station was here at the time, and boys ran down to the old station for the get, and we ran down, and he cleared up the down side of the church there, what we call the White Gate store." And got the policeman out, but the father had a job, and he got him off, but he just imitated, and that was Frank Crane.
Where's the windmill?
The windmill is down Bluff, down Bluff, Corrett. It's not far off down Bluff Church, the old church there.
Oh, near Robbie
Crane's. Someplace there, I don't know very much about that. Yeah.
Do you remember it working?
Working? No, I don't know, I'm not going to say at all, but they said it was working, I wouldn't say that. Because I went never down the sea, only about Salby.
Aye. Well, you wouldn't be paid much when you started work, would you? What would the wages be?
Oh, man alive, I was, when I went to, well, down as close around the 4 shillings a week, but when I went to the mills, it was only for 4 shillings a week, my mate, and I'd done 5 years on that.
What age would you be then?
19 and a half when I went to the mills, that's the age when I went to the mills, and I'd done 5 years in the mills. For 4 shillings a week.
Long hours too.
Oh, long hours from 7 to 7.
7 to 7.
Yes, and you must be in at 10 o'clock.
Yes.